move us in the right direction. And if there's no such thing as absolute morality, which is what Skinner teaches, then there is no good direction in which to lead mankind. How can you lead us in the right direction if there's no such thing as right? Because there's no such thing as right and wrong. Now, it's scary, but Skinner's theories have been implemented in the United Nations in their UNESCO program. And from there, it rolls downhill, and it's in the outcome-based education, Goals 2000. We go by different names here in America, but these views are being implemented. The ideas came from Skinner to the United Nations and to America and now to the states. So Schaefer argued that not just secular humanism, but Eastern pantheism as well would lead to the death of man, because both lead to an authoritarian state. Okay. Now in conclusion, Nietzsche observed the death of God and predicted the death of truth and morality, but he wrongly believed this would eventually produce a breed of supermen. Schaefer and Lewis were both Christians. They realized that the death of God, truth, and morality would ultimately lead to the death of man, where an authoritarian state would enslave mankind and treat man as less than man or subhuman. Hundreds of millions were murdered by authoritarian states in the 20th century, yet we go into the 21st century almost worshiping big government. And big government is all the answers. Rather than turning to God, we turn to government. And so hundreds of millions were murdered by an authoritarian state in the 20th century, but this is only the tip of the iceberg. Billions will be killed in the 21st century. If the West does not repent, the death of man is inevitable. The second coming of Christ, Matthew 24, verse 14, 21, and 22, no flesh will be saved unless they're interrupted by the second coming of Jesus Christ to the planet Earth. If the West does not repent, the death of man will be inevitable.